quite often you're going to hear me talk about the saints because I love them. They inspire me in my walk towards eternity. And one saint that I'm going to preach a lot about during my time here at Holy Rosary is Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta. She was a young girl who fell in love with Jesus. And when she fell in love with Jesus, she perceived Jesus propose to her and invite her to become a bride of Christ. And so she became a religious sister with the Sisters of Laredo. And she traveled all over the world to go with the love of her life, Jesus, wherever he wanted her to go. And so she was a Sister of Laredo for many years, teaching in a school. And then one day she felt in prayer the Lord invite her to enter into the slums to serve him in the poorest of the poor. And so she responded to that invitation by going to learn how to be a nurse. And then she entered into the slums and began to feed people and bathe people and clip toenails and nurse people and hold their hands as they would die in the streets. So they would know as they were dying that with her they would die with dignity. With her they would die knowing that even though they may have been rejected and abandoned by their family and by their friends, they were not rejected and abandoned by her. And they were not going to be rejected and abandoned by her God, Jesus Christ. Many women began to follow her, and she founded the community, the Missionaries of Charity. And they were responsible with this gift of service that the Lord placed in their hearts. And many people in Calcutta who once starved to death, who once died alone, feeling rejected and abandoned, many of them no longer were starving because they were being fed now. Many of them who were orphans now had mothers and the nuns. And many of them who were dying alone were now dying with someone to comfort them in their last moments of life. All because Mother Teresa and her sisters were responsible with the gift that God gave them. But the reality is this. Before Mother Teresa responded to the invitation from the Lord and used the gifts that the Lord gave her to help people, before she did that, people were starving and they were thirsty and they were naked and they were rejected and abandoned and alone and they were dying in the streets with no one to comfort them. Then she responded, used the gift, was responsible. However, if Mother Teresa and her sisters decided one day, because their work is very exhausting, if they decided one day, you know what? We're tired. We're exhausted right now. We just don't feel like it. We don't feel like getting out of bed this morning and serving the poor. Do you know what would happen if they chose to not go and serve the poor? The poor wouldn't be served. They would once again die alone, rejected, abandoned. They would starve to death. They would be naked and cold on the streets of Calcutta. Throughout the scriptures, the Lord reveals something to us. The Lord reveals that he gives us gifts, but he expects us to be responsible with those gifts. The Lord reveals that he wants to work great graces in our lives, but he doesn't want to work those graces without our cooperation, without our participation. He was able to help so many people. God was able to help so many people in Calcutta because Mother Teresa and her sisters cooperated with his grace. They participated in the Lord's ministry. That's what he did all throughout the Word of God. At the wedding of Cana, there was a wedding going on for this new couple, and what happened? They ran out of wine. And Mary, the mother of God, she noticed that they ran out of wine. And so she went to her son Jesus. And she said, Jesus, they ran out of wine. And then after that, she went to the servants. And she said, do whatever my son tells you to do. And then Jesus spoke to the servants. And he said to them, he said, I want you to go fill those jugs with water. Now I've been to Cana. And they had to go down a hill with these heavy jugs that were heavy without water. Fill them to water, and the Word of God says they filled them to the brim with water. And then they had to carry these heavy jugs back up the hill, back to where the wedding was. And then after they did their part, after they cooperated with God, after they participated in the ministry, then that is when Jesus Christ transformed the water into wine. They were responsible, and because they were responsible with their gift of service, he then allowed his graces to flow and transform the water into something that it wasn't before for the people to experience the pleasure of it. That's how God often works. He wants us to cooperate with him. That's what happened with Mary at the Annunciation. The angel Gabriel appeared to Mary, invited her to be the mother of God, and she said, "Fiat, be it done unto me according to thy word." Jesus, God, chose to enter into humanity through a woman's yes, through her yes. If she would have said no, then Jesus Christ would have not entered into humanity through the incarnation. He was dependent upon her to say yes. And because she was responsible with saying yes to giving birth to Jesus and to raising Jesus, we were saved by Jesus because of her participation. Because of Mary's yes, God came to the world to save us. God wants to enter into our lives today, but he needs our cooperation. He needs for us to participate and say, "Yes, God, you can use me. I will work with you." In today's gospel, this is the point that Jesus Christ is trying to get across to us, that there's a gift waiting for us, but if we're not responsible with that gift, if we say no, the gift just won't happen. There was a sower, and he received some seed, and what happened? As he goes to sow the seed in the ground, he drops some seed. He wasn't attentive. He wasn't responsible with the gift he received. And so some of the seed, it fell on some rocky ground, and no fruit came from it. Some of the seed fell on the ground, and some birds ate it up. No fruit came from it. It was wasted. Some of the seed fell on the thorns. No fruit came from it. Some seed fell on rich soil, and fruit did come from it. But notice, the fruit that was wasted, the seed that was wasted, God did not do anything with it. Right? He depended upon that sower to be responsible with this gift that he received. But he was irresponsible, because he was irresponsible, nothing good came from it for him or for anyone else in his community. We've got to be responsible with the gifts that God gives us, because his typical MO is that he wants to work with us. He wants us to cooperate with him, to participate for our sanctification and for the sanctification of others. If I were to wake up this morning and say, "You know what? I'm tired. I don't feel like celebrating Mass today." And all of y'all came to Mass this morning at 9 o'clock. Y'all come to Mass, y'all come in the church, the deacon, you're all here, we have music ministers. But if I don't come, y'all could bring the bread, y'all could bring the wine, the water to the altar, but guess what's going to happen? Nothing. Nothing's going to happen, because I've been entrusted with the gift and the responsibility from God to be used to pray over those gifts, to transform them into what? His body, blood, soul, and divinity. If I was an irresponsible pastor and just chose not to show up, nothing would happen. No matter how bad we want it to happen, no matter how bad we pray for it to happen, it won't happen. God depends on us to be responsible with the gifts that we've received. So what's a gift that everyone in this church has received from God? That everyone, universally, we've all received in this parish of Holy Rosary. One gift that every single one of us has received from God that he expects us to be responsible with is our time. How do we spend our time? I have a question for y'all, all right? And this is a question that I would like for you to raise your hands to answer. How many of y'all have a Bible at home? All right, good. A good number of you have the Word of God at home. Okay. The next question is rhetorical, which means do not raise your hand. Because I don't want to shame anybody. How many of y'all read the Bible every single day? Don't raise your hand. It's a rhetorical question. But you're proud. I'm proud of y'all too. I love you. All right, so another question that's not rhetorical, so I do want you to raise your hand. How many of y'all have a TV at home? Okay, this one I will ask you to answer. How many of y'all watch TV every single day. Okay. Now, for those of you who raise your hands for having a TV and watching TV every day, if you have a Bible and you haven't read it every day, do you think that we've been responsible with the gift of the Word of God? This great gift, God's voice, His love letter to us. If we received a letter from the Queen of England, or from the President of the United States, or from the Governor of Louisiana, if we received a personal letter to us, like that was from the heart, we would say, oh my goodness, I got a letter from the Queen of England. I got a letter from the President. I got a letter from the Governor that was to me about something I just recently went through. And we would tell everyone about that letter, and we would post that letter in our house, would frame it on the wall so everybody who came in our house would see. But that letter's passing, and it was written by people who are passing. Yet we have something that will endure forever, and that is the Word of God, written for us by the Spirit of God. A love letter to us. And how many times do we just allow the Word of God to collect dust on a shelf? It's a great gift. If we're responsible with that gift, what's going to happen? We're going to grow in our relationship with God. We're going to know our Creator who knows us. We're going to experience a depth of intimacy that we may have never experienced before because we're responsible with the gift and we spend time with that gift every day. But if we are irresponsible with the gift, then we're not going to know God. If we get to heaven, we're going to meet St. Peter. We're going to know St. Peter. We're going to meet the Blessed Virgin Mary. She's going to stand out. And then we're going to come before God and we're going to say, who are you? He's going to be like, I'm God. I told you about myself in the Bible. Well, I tried to, but you never cared to listen, right? To be responsible with this great gift we received by putting time with the Word of God on our calendar. The gift of time. We have time to study our faith, the beauty, the richness, the treasure of our faith that was given to us by God. Here in our community, some people may ask us one day, you know, right? All right, so you go to Holy Rosary, right? You say, yeah, I go to Holy Rosary. So you're Catholic. They say, yeah, I'm Catholic. Okay, so I have a question for you. So in my community, we don't baptize babies, but in your community, y'all do baptize babies. Why do y'all baptize babies? And if we don't study our faith, we're going to say, oh, I don't know. My parents did it. My grandparents did it, so I did it. Right? That's an opportunity that the Lord has given us to evangelize and to catechize and to share the good news that God gave to us. But if we don't know it, then what happens? They're going to say, yeah, I figured you wouldn't know. And they're going to walk away. Maybe God wanted that to be an opportunity for them to encounter God in His sacraments that He gave to us, in His church that He founded. But because we don't know our faith, because we haven't taken time on our calendar to study our faith, we become a barrier instead of a bridge for people to encounter the love of God because we're not being responsible with this great gift we've been given. There's websites like Catholic.com that has simple apologetics for us to just look at the faith and study it, the scriptures, the tradition of our church. How much time do we give to this? How much time do we give to serving those who are in need in our community, those who are oppressed, those who are sick, those who are lonely, and asking questions about why are they oppressed, and why are they sick, and why are they lonely, and what can I do to change that which makes them oppressed? What can I do to change them being alone? How much time can I give, like one day a week, to somebody down the street from me in my neighborhood who I know is elderly and can't get out of the house? Some people are created by God to experience God through us. Like we may be the only gospel they ever encounter. We may be the only body of Christ they ever encounter because they can't get out of the house. They can't get out of the nursing home. But if we're not responsible with our time, they may never encounter Christ. Not because Christ didn't want them to encounter Him, but because we chose to not be responsible with this gift we've been given, to not cooperate with God's grace, to not participate in the ministry that God has entrusted to us. But when we are responsible, man, the Lord satisfies us in His Word beyond anything else. When we are responsible, people encounter God in and through us, through our wisdom, from our time that we spent studying. When we are responsible, people don't die feeling alone and abandoned and rejected. Let us pray for the grace to be a community of men and women who are responsible with the gifts, the many gifts that God has given to us and entrusted to us for our sanctification, through our cooperation with God, for the sanctification of the world, through our participation in the ministry of God, and most importantly, for the glory of God our Father who created us, for no other reason than because He desires for us to be saints, like Mother Teresa. And like Mother Teresa and like many other saints who've gone before us, and like Jesus Christ, our God, we can end our life, if we've been responsible with the gifts that have been entrusted to us, we can end our life and we can say the words that Jesus Christ Himself said in John 17. He said, "Father, I have accomplished the work that You gave me to do." That's simple. I was responsible with the gifts that You gave me, and I've done the work that You gave me to do. And when we do the work that He gives us to do, transformation happens. A civilization of love is cultivated. The kingdom of God is made present in our community in this life, and saints are formed in heaven for all eternity in the next.